cattle futures firmed on Friday, but closed marginally mixed week to week. Cow-calf producers' sensitivity to feeder cattle prices has declined over time, according to recent K-State research. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 19th of December. Firmer late week cash prices and the bounce higher in wholesale beef prices helped push cattle futures mostly higher on Friday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents higher, from 2 cents to 72 cents higher, except for 12 cents lower in April. They closed an average of 24 cents lower week to week, except for an average of 30 cents higher in two away contracts. Live cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents higher on Friday, from a nickel higher at the back to a dollar higher in spot D's, except for unchanged in away Feb. Week to week, they closed from unchanged to an average of 65 cents higher through the front four contracts, and then an average of 26 cents lower. Choice box beef cutout value was $8.53 higher Friday afternoon at $262.83 hundredweight. Select was $6.94 higher at $235.45. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from light on moderate demand to mostly inactive on light to moderate demand through Friday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were steady to $2 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $155 hundredweight, steady to a dollar lower in Kansas at $155, and from a dollar lower to a dollar higher in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt at $155 to $157. Dress prices were $1 to $2 higher at $248. Estimated total weekly cattle slaughter last week was 629,000 head, which was 23,000 head fewer than the previous week and 29,000 head fewer than the same week a year earlier. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 32.58 million head was 412,000 head more, or 1.3% more than the same time last year. Year-to-date estimated beef production of 26.93 billion pounds was 307.7 million pounds more, or 1.1% more than a year earlier. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower on Friday, but the front six contracts closed an average of 6.5 cents higher week to week. On Friday, soybean futures closed 3 to 7 cents higher through SEP of 23, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Between the approaching holidays and nasty winter weather, I had just a couple of weekly Friday auctions to report with trends and much volume. Steer calves sold mostly steady at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming compared to the previous Wednesday. Heifer calves sold $3 to $4 higher. There are 3,101 head on offer. And steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $8 lower at Lexington Livestock Market in Nebraska. There are too few comparable heifer sales to trend, and there are 2,926 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower again Friday, with extended pressure from investor fears that the Fed's hawkish stance on interest rates will lead to a recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 281 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 43 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 105 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.34 to $1.82 lower through the front six contracts. Cow-calf producer sensitivity to feeder cattle prices has declined between 1987 and 2022, according to a recent fact sheet authored by Amber Orley, a graduate research assistant in agricultural economics at Kansas State University, and Glenn Tonser, a K-State agricultural economist. While price is still an important factor for cow-calf producers when they're making their herd adjustment decisions, other factors may be influencing their decisions more than they did in the past, say the authors. For industry analysts, they explain, the findings are relevant because when analysts attempt to project future inventory changes, a larger percentage change in price is needed to change inventory than in the past. The report, Cow-Calf Level Supply Response, How the Industries Responded to Elevated Uncertainty, points to the declining distance between cattle inventory highs and lows during recent cattle cycles. According to the authors, this could occur if cow-calf producers are less sensitive to changes in expected feeder cattle prices or output prices than they were in the past when making herd adjustment decisions. Further, they say, producers may be less likely to invest in herd expansion during times of decreased return on investment and or increased volatility or uncertainty. Other factors that may reduce the price sensitivity of cow-calf producers are evolving producer and operation demographics, technology and efficiency gains, unexpected weather events, and barriers to entry. As well, authors explain increased volatility and uncertainty due to the pandemic and other unexpected events may contribute to reduced price sensitivity of producers when making their herd adjustment decisions. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 19th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.